Lawmakers in Oregon and Washington are pondering whether to give bicycles and mopeds permission to run red lights under certain circumstances. Idaho did so nearly a decade ago in cases when lightweight two-wheelers failed to trigger the sensor to change a light to green. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
If you ride a bicycle, or a motorcycle for that matter, this has no doubt happened to you. You stop at a red light or in a left turn lane, controlled by a sensor in the pavement, and you wait. And wait.
Getting stuck at a red light that fails to detect you and doesn't turn green is really frustrating.
Bike lobbyist Blake Trask told a legislative committee in Olympia that he should be allowed to proceed if the coast is clear and he's waited in vain through all the signal phases.
We hope that there comes a time when all traffic signals detect bicycles and motorcycles and this law becomes moot. Until then, bicycle riders and motorcyclists should have a safe and clear protocol for how to address broken red lights.
After Trask spoke, a captain from the State Patrol and a lobbyist for several Washington cities said they're worried about creating a hazardous situation. Earlier this month, this traffic law change easily passed the state senates of Oregon and Washington. Now state house votes await. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.